Friday, Sports Live with PBK right here. And I've got special people for you. If you are on social media, you will know that these kids, am I allowed to call them kids? I think I'm older than both of them. But let me call them gentlemen. Let me call them amanene. These men love their pig skin. These men love their football. I think these men... A certain politician said he was going to kill for another politician some many years back. I think that this man will kill for their football clubs. One in Tlokop and another one in the south of Johannesburg in Naturena. His name is Khomo. He comes from Le Kute. Kute. Emachiga chigena sel sigi sigi. Organjanis comes.
Just around the corner. I thought you were going to say on the boy, or we are called in Mpumalanga. Yeah.
Most definitely.
They call the Israel, the rural parts of Gauteng.
Most definitely. He was named Usive Ekanye. A lot of us call him Skomo. A lot of us call him Taji. A lot of us call him Ikhrotmane Plokanayo, Pagweza Starato Zago Twitter. And yeah, that guy, I don't even know where to find my blog button, but Uskomo, I think he's got several. Even when he's sleeping, he's thinking about whatever Mku has tweeted about him, like last night saying Skomo has just gone to bed because some story that was going on had put him nicely in his place and he had taken his tail right between his leg. Skomo, welcome to Sport Live with PBK Matala.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, PBK. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk about something that is very dear to me and to all sports fans in South Africa. We love our football, man.
We do love our football. We can get into another debate one day, whether we are a footballing nation or not, but love our football, we do. And on the golden black corner, coming in wearing his spectacles, he told me yesterday that he was not feeling well, and I told him that he sounds nothing like feeling well. He comes in weighing at 165 kilograms. He is shorter than short. He's got a gray beard that is grayer than mine. He is a supporter of Kaizer Chiefs, and his name is Batumku on Twitter, but his parents said Mkuseli Ngube. Buti, you're feeling much better today than yesterday, right?
Better than the past 4 days, Madala. But yeah, it's not completely out of the woods yet. But yeah, getting there. Thanks for having me.
We still have a very long journey. A very long journey to go with you, Mku. You're going nowhere. You must tell those ailments to leave your body pronto. And it is an instruction from the blackest man in this corner of South Africa. You know what they say? The darker the beer, the sweeter the juice. And that's me, PBK. You are listening to us. I'm coming straight to you from the Arena Holding Studios right here in Parktown.
This is Umzogolo Anakastish or Umzogolo Anakachangisa.
My name is Mkhuseli Ngcube, Kaizer Chiefs supporter for life.
Live on Sports Live with BBK.
Because it's a platform for the fans.
We love this game. We love it.
Gentlemen, I'm not going to waste your time. If anyone was there the last time we did this, when we had Sundowns versus Chiefs, when we had Mku versus Skomo, I think it's one of the best podcasts we've ever had. And I'm grateful to you guys for agreeing to come back for part two. And we're doing part two today because on Sunday, we've got Mamelodi Sundowns, Abafana Bestyle, the Brazilians, hosting the Kaizer Chiefs. Amakhosi Amahle, Abafana Bokuthula Nokuxolo. I don't know these days, since they have not won a trophy in 6 years, whether Abafana Bokuthula Nokuxokozela, but Mku is going to qualify that. Let me start with you, Skomo, because you are the host. You are a team that has won a title in the DStv Premiership and in its previous incarnation as the Absa Premiership. You've won it 4 times. You are going for number 5 in a row. You've done it 10 times overall. Skomo.
11 times, we begin. 11 times.
11. 11. I was trying to avoid that because 11 is a special number for me. I was born on that day, on the 11th, in the last month of the year. You are welcoming a Kaizer Chiefs that you've already beaten in the MTN 8 quarterfinals. What's your sense? How are you feeling?
I think truth be told about South African football is that in the PSL, you play 30 games in a season. And out of those 30 games, with all due respect and without being arrogant, only 4 of those games out of that 30 that Sundowns starts as not the favorite. That is the truth. I mean, it's the 2 games against Chiefs and Pirates, and which means that the other 26 we start as favorites. So I wouldn't say on Sunday we are favorites, even though the history reflects that as Sundowns, there's really nothing for us to be scared of. I mean, truth be told is that we've dominated this league for almost the last 10 years. I mean, even those two PSL titles that went to Chiefs and one went to Verts, I mean, referees had to intervene, I mean, to help those other clubs. Yes, man. Didn't you see? Pizzo has a saying that says, Zanzega owes me a title. He knows, Zanzega knows why when Pizzo says that. Hey, Pizzo, when he says that, Zanzega, he owes me a title. He knows the game against Baroka. We almost had Verts on the ropes there after they lost to Free State Stars. And I think for Baxters, the one that you won, I think it was against Aces when Zungu's goal was denied. So if those two incidences don't happen, literally there would not have been a single team here in South Africa that has a title besides Sundowns. That is just a matter of fact.
So Sundowns stroke PSG, Farmers League, I'm going to come back to you. Emku, nanku umthetho wena uwina amaleague wawine ngamarefri mfanakithi. Talk to him. Tell him you are coming there to win clean and good on Sunday. Are you?
Madala, there's love for the club and then the effects. Right. So I can tell you now that there will not be a fifth title going straight to Sundowns this season.
Yeah.
It's definitely not going to happen, and Komo knows it.
How is that not going to happen?
And also if he was being factual, you will recall, if you go back to Baxter's first tenure at Chiefs, 2012-2013.
Yes.
When we won, there was no Sundowns that was robbed when Baxter won that title that season. And also 2013-2014 season, you will recall that we lost it in the last 3 games after having led for most part of that campaign. And then Baxter won it in 2014-2015. So it could have been 3 in a row, right? Had he not slipped up in the second season. So this thing that he was robbed and no team would have won the title had the referees not played a part, it's not true. Komo knows that.
He's laughing at you, Matala. He's laughing at you, and I think because he knows you are about to drop the word that he doesn't have honor. He doesn't have honor. His favorite word there by Pete. Okay, forget the history. Forget the history. It is there for everyone to check in their books, and people will argue in support, in argument for, in argument against. It is important, Skomo, to put it on the table that the defending champions of Kloerkop have not kicked off in their defense of the league in a manner that you would have wanted them to.
I can't say that is entirely true, because if one looks at the, against AmaZulu, whom are actually playing CAF, and Benny has a very, very, in fact, when people play against AmaZulu, they don't actually realize how strong that team is.
Mm-hmm.
For Sundowns to play in the manner that they did, to actually have, because the true measure of a team is being able to play against a tough opposition, not play well, but manage to get the result.
Yeah.
And that is what Sundowns managed to do. Because to open the season against AmaZulu, it is not an easy thing to do. It was a very, very tough game. And we sweated, but we got the results. And then when we went and played against Gavin Hunt, I mean, you saw the celebrations after the game in terms of how Chipa celebrated the game, that it was a result that they really, really played for. I mean, in a game where the Sundowns goalkeeper was literally non-existent, I mean, you could have brought his cooler box and camp chair and just chilled and watched the game.
And maybe his messes as well.
Exactly. So for me, it was a very controlled manner. I actually tweeted when I saw Sundowns play the first 2 games that we play like European, and we play like a European team. By that I meant is the structure, there's quietness about how we. It is not haphazard. It is clearly defined. It is meticulous, and it's going to wear teams down and yield the results. It's only a matter of time. It is not the the swashbuckling piano and shushine type of football. No, it is purely methodical, and it is going to skin teams alive. And by that, I'm very, very confident in this regard, that when I look at the other 15 teams in the league, there's just no team that is going to be able to stand in the race over 30 games with this type of unit coached by those three clever gentlemen. I'm very comfortable.
Coached by those three clever gentlemen, and talking about that type of unity, a lot of fire on Twitter recently. You were part of it as well. You actually dismissed everything. I won't say some of the not so lovely things you were saying about the journalist in question working on that. But it's a story that has come through on Sokalatuma and everything else about Steve and Mangoba and Rulani, or is it Michelle Kapetniko and the other name, not being in sync, not singing from the same hymn book, having had some kind of a tiff. That, going into this game, and the fact that some amongst you, the supporters of Sundowns, have felt that the team selection has not been up to scratch. We are not coaches, but your supporters are questioning almost every decision that has been made. Your view on that, and why do you believe that it is not correct to say those things?
Okay, cool. I think for starters, we need to address this matter of disharmony within the coaching unit. It's dangerous to use continuous tense on something that is a past tense. In any, right now, as I'm speaking to you right now, no one knows in the past week how many bust ups have happened in all these PSL teams, even across the globe. Many training ground incidences happen. It is not something that is a preserve of Sundowns only, that there could be some one issue or the other that happens in a training ground. It happens all the time. But because Sundowns is Sundowns, everything that happens becomes elevated. And it doesn't help when we have when we mismanage how we deal with the matter as a club. So without going into further detail, is the fact that the issue is an incident which we do not know the exact details occurred. It was in the past. Hands were shook. Honor was had. We move on. It's invariable that adults disagree. But what is important is how they manage or deal with the disagreement, which is that is the measure of that. So it is not right to, when adults disagree, we then perpetuate that as a constant, that they will always disagree. There'll be disharmony. There'll be disunit. It's a matter that let us judge it. Because when they were appointed, we said, three cooks, they're going to spoil the pot. The pot was not spoiled. So let us not, in fact, I don't think there's any other club that has enough quality, even if that pot was spoiled, to actually bother us in terms of winning our fifth league in a row.
Mku,
that is a matter of fact.
I see you laughing. I see you loving this, because this is the story that sent him to bed at 7 o'clock, which is a record. In all the years that I've known him, he almost sleeps at about 3 a.m. in the morning. Yesterday, you said he was in bed, and it confirmed because there was no response. So you look at what's happening at your opponents on Sunday as we continue this conversation on Spotlight with PBK, with Skomo, the crazy Sundowns fan, and Mku, the very crazy Kaizer Chiefs fan. You do something on Twitter almost religiously, Mku. Here's the tweet. Dear Kaizer Mtaung Junior, I know this and this and this and that, but we need this player and that player and that player. We need these people to come in, and we want to make sure that the checkbook is not closed. Are you satisfied with your team and the signing they've made, Mku? And even more crucially, are you satisfied with how Baxter has used the players in front of him in the three games that they've played?
Yeah, Matala, before I respond to that, just to illustrate to you that this man does not have honor. He started off by saying that in this league, there are only four games in which Sundowns starts off as not being favorites. And then he comes back and says that the AmaZulu game was the most difficult game. It's a difficult game to play. There's no honor there. so back to the question, Madala. I'm not entirely happy with the business that has been done. Yes, we've got players that are better than most that we had in the previous seasons, right? But it's still a thin squad if you look at it closely, given things like COVID injuries that are going to hit during the course of the season. You'll recall when we played the semi-final against Wydad in the CAF Champions League, we had a lot of players that were out due to COVID. There was virtually almost nobody on the bench, right? No substitutions proper to change the game could be made because there was no one. Players and some officials fell ill due to COVID. So we needed a bit more this season. I think, especially during these COVID times, you need depth deeper than depth. It's a no-brainer. So I don't think we have that. And Sundowns has it. I mean, we cannot argue about it, but Sundowns has the quality, has the depth within its team to carry the load. I'm not sure that as a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, I don't think if we were to be hit by injuries and some COVID-19 cases, we'll be able to continue in the same way.
Let's talk selections. Sorry to cut you in, Mkhupu, because I know that this is something that really creates your pancreas. You have a situation where you have two new players, central defenders, Ungcobo as well as Udube, playing in a COSAFA Cup campaign together, playing for the first time. Ngcobo coming in as a defender of the season in the DStv Premiership from Swallows FC, and Udube having done remarkably well for himself at Richards Bay. And they play in this campaign of COSAFA Cup, and they help Bafana Bafana to actually win this tournament. And you know that Hugo Bruce makes his squad announcement for the World Cup qualifiers as well, and those people are also in the team. Yet, and this is very big, you have not seen them kick the ball in anger for their new club. And when questions are raised about this, the coach says that they need to acclimatize. When I think that even the coach himself then will qualify as somebody who needs to acclimatize, seeing that he's coming back to a team that he had left and went away to India for some time.
Madala, it's been frustrating. I'm sure you've picked up from a lot of Kaizer Chiefs supporters. We've been very, very aggrieved about that approach by the coach. Especially we've had these two players currently that he prefers to play at center back that we have been struggling with for a number of seasons now, making the same mistakes over and over and over again. I mean, the quarterfinal match, MTN 8 match against Sundowns, right? It was the same mistakes that have been happening in the past three seasons from the same players. And when you get new players, defender of the season, I mean, when Ngcobo was crowned defender of the season, it was in the same league that Tawa and Cardoso are playing in, right? He's better than them. He should be walking straight into the starting lineup. And then you get a coach that says, they need to acclimatize. I can't just throw two players that haven't played together in a team setup. This is a former national team coach who was in a situation where he would select players that have never played together, have them for 3-4 days in order to play a game. And he will play players that have never played together. What's the difference now when these two players train together? And it's not true that they didn't play together. They played together at the COSAFA. So it doesn't make sense. And it's really frustrating. With the mistakes that keep on happening with our center backs, and you've got two players that can solve that challenge, but they're not being played. It's frustrating for us as supporters.
Have you had any luck of a response from the sporting director Kaizer Motaung with your daily request that you sent to him? Hold your thought there. I'll take your response when I come back from SCOMO. It's Sport Live with PBK, and I've got Mkhupu and the SCOMO, and we are looking ahead to the game that's going to take place on Sunday between Mamelodi Sundowns as well as Kaizer Chiefs. No such worries per se for you, SCOMO, in terms of tough questions being asked, but there is one player who I feel very strongly for. In your midfield, I don't know what it is with the sum of your members, if I may call them that, and what it is that they don't really feel about Umthobi Mvala. Give me your view on the player and give me your sense on his continuous selection and what you believe is behind the reasons of the three wise men in persisting with him.
I think for me, like Umthobi Mvala is one of those players that the coaches or those that work with him will tell you how good he is, and in terms of his stats, and in terms of how he makes his teammates work. So I think for me, as someone who hasn't worked with him on a close basis, I give the coaches the benefit of doubt into what they see, even though personally I would take a different player primarily because of what I've seen, what the player has done or has delivered, or what I believe the player has in terms of his potential. So for me, I'm also would say Mvala, if I was a Sundowns coach, or I took it from a blind point of view, I wouldn't pick him ahead of the quality we have at Sundowns. I mean, Sundowns is not Highlands Park. We have we have quality. We have standards to maintain. We have a way of playing that we used to in the past. So hence I was saying that for me, understanding the coaches is one thing. And for me as a fan, wanting something different is something else. So somehow we need to reconcile that as fans, that we as fans may want something very different. However, what is important is, do we want Sundowns to win? And if the answer is unanimous there, yes, we want Sundowns to win, then it is therefore for us to trust the coaches and the players that go out there to represent the club. I think we need not to do anything about that. And especially from Mvala, who has done really, really well, if one looks at it purely from the fact that the guy has come in, he's done his cleanup job. I mean, I remember when they used him against Pirates in the last season as a... There's that argument about the anti-10. They used him there.
Yes.
We suffocated Pirates. So then we needed to do so because Pirates, in my books, fall into the category of those four games out of 30. That those games we don't start as favorites. We start those games merely as equals or underdogs at best because of the history of the two clubs. So you need to treat them with the respect that those games deserve. However, when we then come to the likes of Chipa United, in fact, the rest, let me be that...
blunt.
Yeah, let me that be cut blunt about it. The rest. Yeah, when it comes to the rest, I don't want to see Mvala when we play against the rest. I would rather have a CM that plays next to Rivaldo that can play moving forward. That is not whom his greatest asset is, not stopping opposition from playing, but making us play better. I mean, Rivaldo is already there. So for me, that is what I want to do. That when we play against Chiefs, I want Mvala there this Sunday. I make no mistake about that. But when we play against anyone else, let us have a ball-carrying midfield playing in there. So that is how I would use Mvala if I was... I was one of the managers. Oh, this is my wish as a Sundowns fan, that we only use Mvala when we want to stop something from happening. We don't use him when we want to create something from happening. Otherwise, we isolate Shalulile up front in terms of the number of support, especially if you're going to use Rivaldo, who hardly ever enters the offensive third.
Sure. That's Komo there giving his verdict on Mthobi Mvala. Use it, don't use it, think of it, what you like. Mku. There's a player who was part of the good that happened in a very chaotic season for Kaizer Chiefs last season. Is another Ngobo. I think that you must try and sign people whose surnames are Ngobo, because you seem to have a liking for that at the club. Unkosi Mpile, that's my other name, by the way, from my grandmother, from my paternal side. Ubizo wami, Unkosi Mpile. I would say, under the circumstances, he had a great season, given the havoc that was playing out at the team. I would say, and I think the two of you agree with me about this whole notion of young players. As a young player, he had a season to be proud of. But it will seem, again, Mku, that you and your coach don't see... Your coach, does not see the things that many people saw last season. Your disquiet on how Ngobo has not been given at least a chance to continue his progress, because it's not just a Kaizer Chiefs matter. It is a matter that says we look ahead to Hugo Bruce, we look ahead to Bafana Bafana, and I think even Skomo would agree that he would like to see Engobo doing wonders in the national team setup. What is your view on his not being really used in the manner that you would have wanted him to continue being used?
It's unfortunate, Madala, that the boy's development is being delayed. I think he has been one of the shining lights in last season, the chaos that, as you put it, he's been one of the shining lights, together with Blom. I expected that this season is sort of going to be a make or break for him, where he's going to play, as long as he's injury free, he's going to be given a number of games, to play and prove his worth. But obviously the coach comes in and he's looking at things differently. I tweeted this that his starting point is 2021-22 season, and our starting point goes back to 2015 because we've won a trophy since then, and he's coming in with that view. And to a certain extent, I understand what he's trying to do. He wants to sort of consolidate around the experienced players, maybe establish a certain way of playing before he can start bringing in the younger players. It's similar to what Skomo is saying about Mbala and how Sundowns fans generally feel about him. We feel a certain way with our players, and the coaches spend time with these players on the training ground. They've got a certain type of football that they want to play. They've got certain targets that they want to achieve. So you've got to look at that. If the club is winning, if the team is winning, then it's all good. But if the team is not winning, then our cries as supporters become even louder. So it will be up to the coach to decide. But it must not get to a point where the president opens the stadiums and the team is not playing well and you're allowed back in the stadium. The team is not playing well and the selections are not aligned with the views of the supporters, because it's going to be problematic, I can promise.
And we've seen you guys being problematic.
Problematic is an understatement.
Eskomo, we've seen these guys being problematic at Moses Mabhida. We saw how that ended. We've seen them being problematic down the road here at FNB Stadium. We don't want to see Kaizer Chiefs fans being problematic. And I think also Skomo's people can also lose a screw or two.
You know, yes. Yes, no, we have so. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They better not allow us in there.
We do not condone violence, guys. We need to have better ways of showing our disquiet and dissatisfaction with the other things. But I'm going to ask you to show how well you know your team, Skomo, to give us the starting 11 that you will draft to welcome Kaizer Chiefs and take the 3 points from them on Sunday. Let's go.
4-2-2-2 formation. RB Leipzig, Ralph. Onyango, obviously.
Yeah.
Two center backs, Libusa, Dirk. Our full backs, Morena and Modiba. The first two midfielders would be Rivaldo and Mkhulisi. The second two would be Cyrino, Zwane, and the front two will be Shalulile and Romeo, my love. We're for Atau, Romeo.
Wonderful. Mku, who are you taking to the fight?
Madela, there's what I want, and then there's reality.
Give me what you want. Forget reality. I want to know what you want.
I'll definitely put Vuma in goals. I'll have Vuma in goals. I'll have Blom on the right. My center backs will be Mabo and Cardoso, and I'll keep Thandi on the left, because I think he has done well. And in midfield, I'll have Nange, I'll have Cole, I'll have Mabo. Then up front, I'll have Keegan, I'll have Kamabiliat, and I'll put Samir centrally, because there's no other option at the moment. So I'll have Samir centrally.
So that will be my 4-3-3.
And your score will be after 90 minutes?
3-1.
Skomo, 3-1, you lose?
No, I actually agree with him. It will be 3-1, but the other way.
Not a chance. We're taking
this one,
Madela. You know, going to Loftus
has never
been a problem for us. Loftus has been our happy hunting ground. So we happy going there.
Okay, tell me, in a competitive game, Kaizer Chiefs beating Sundowns by three goals. Like me, I do this like regularly. I've lost count in quite recently times I've done it. I'm just asking for you now when you're gonna talk about 3-1. In which world are you living in? Maybe there's something I've missed. Because I can just reflect. I opened the season and Akshaya 3. Like, explain to me. You 3.
So what? You want me to go back in history to tell you when I scored the goals?
You see now.
No,
you see.
That doesn't make sense. I'm talking about the game that's coming on Sunday.
On Sunday,
I'm scoring 3 goals. Remember, this is in that MTN 8 quarterfinal. You were cruising 2-0. And guess what happened? That's not a championship looking team that takes a lead, 2-0 lead, and then gives it away like that.
Fair point, fair.
The stage is set at Loftus. We hope that we've whacked your appetite to make sure that you look forward to the game that's going to include Mamelodi Sundowns taking on Kaizer Chiefs. Whether there is war or fights or brickbats happening there by the bench of Sundowns, whether Parkstar is agreeing with Mkhulu and going to show him that he can have faith in him by drafting the 11 that he wants, only time will tell. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. It's always wonderful. I wish this conversation could go on for hours, but I know that the three of us still have other work engagements. There's a column that needs to be written that you can look forward to. Unplugged with BBK in the Sunday Times. There are also several other articles that you can read on Times Live from Matlatsi Mphatlele, Tisetso Malepa, coming from Liam Telkam and Sazi Hatebe. David Isaacson is on leave, but definitely Mninawa Ntlogo is still there as well. We appreciate you. We love engaging with you. Let us continue this. And I think now we must also try and get other Grootmans and other youngsters to come and make this platform bigger, because we want to make our fan fest, because this podcast is not a PBK thing. This podcast is about you. We talk football. We talk football the way that we want, the way that we see it, and we are not going to make any apologies about it. We'll differ. We'll disagree. What I appreciate is that we do it with the utmost respect. There will be banter. And we know when people cross the line and they are being disrespectful, we do not want that. Thank you very much. I will hope to see you again in the not too distant future, because this is game number 1 in terms of the 4 important games, if you minus MTN 2. That is one that gives this guy shivers.
That's preseason.
That's preseason anyway. And it's only preseason because you guys never win the trophy. But I close it here.
Hey, and happy Friday. You're listening to Producer Paige. If you love Sports Live with BBK and don't want to miss a single episode, subscribe for free episodes on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your favorite podcasts. Keep an eye out on the Times Live and Sunday Times Sports sections for latest episodes every Friday.